You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show. It's that time again where you're going to learn about beers badly. It's Formal Shark, let's drink.
Cool, so yeah, it's another Formal Shark.
Yeah, I'm going to apologise for the last show. What we didn't realise was that I had a nasty head infection and was slowly dying.
Now, was it a head verruca? No, we were talking about verrucas.
It was definitely
Did you go swimming and rub your face along the floor?
No, it was definitely infection. We were not happy with the quality of the show. We do apologise. But I was dying and shouldn't have been drinking. So for you lovely people out there, I sacrificed my health yet again.
I mean, was it really that much of a sacrifice?
Yes, it was.
I will testament that Phil was, you know, reasonably unwell.
I went to the doctors.
And you had to get antibiotics.
How many times have I been, as friends, have I been to the doctors? Twice. In 15 years.
Twice, and one of them was to get another inhaler.
Yeah. Right. Should we get on to the first beer?
Yeah, so the first beer, which one are you going to pick?
Ooh, I can't decide. They're all quite...
It probably doesn't help that last week a majority of the beers were a bit crap.
Yeah. Right, this one, it's got an elastic band on it.
Elastic band holding the label on. Now, that was... You've just taken a photo of this.
There's a man with a walking stick walking a dog. Like, not a walking stick, it's an old man.
A crutch,
yeah. I thought you were going to say something else. Start with C then.
Ah, sweet. Without that on, we can reuse that bottle. And look, they've even been cheap with the bottle top.
Yeah, it's because it's limited edition. It even says
limited edition.
I got this from a website where you subscribe to beer. Or they say it's a membership. Because when I tweeted them, they went, it's a membership.
Is it Flavorly?
Yes.
Flavorly, so it is a membership, yeah. I wanted to double check before I was like...
If you are going to sign up, look on our Twitter... there's a link there, and then it means that
there's a little referral code. It gives you a little bit off and gives Phil a little bit money.
Yeah, so we can then hopefully review some of their beers that yous are drinking, or if not, I'll drink them at home and be quite happy.
So this is London Beer Brixton Lab, the open source brewery. This is called Mosaic Pale Ale. It's definitely a cheap bottle. It's a 330ml bottle.
Wow, you smell that as soon as that opens, you get that smell.
So it's the londonbeerlab.com. It's 4.8%. It tells you the recipe on it. It's got some notes, which I'll not read out until we've tasted them. And there's a bit on the back. It also says what you change, notes and things to feed back to the brewery, which I think is a novel idea.
Yeah.
So you can go, it's really
shit. So should we send this back and just say, see show episode, da 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 da?
I think it's worth it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that. You poured mine really badly.
Oh, shut up. You normally to pour it. I made sure it didn't have the shit in the bottom. You can eat that later.
Oh. That's really good. That's got a good...
It's got a nice tang. I like a
good bitter taste.
A bitter, but like with a slight... Not a tang as in a sour, but just a nice sourness.
Citrusy, florally kind
very
of...
Very refreshing. Very nice for coming in after our hard day's work.
It's definitely got a higher bitterness compared to some IPAs. It's not like a piss weak.
No, that's nice and refreshing.
It's got a good... smell to it.
You can. It smells very fresh and lively, and you know, I think would go well with a heavy meal.
Yeah,
or curry. If we were having a curry. Oh, well, we got one on order.
Got one order.
So in this show, or maybe it's the next show, you might hear the doorbell go.
Doorbell. You have a doorbell.
No, I don't. A knocker.
We'll see him walk up the path.
And he's
we'll be like, oh, the curry's here.
He sees us getting excited. I'm really bad at that. So yeah. Definitely want to try, but I think it's quite limited.
Yeah, but Arch 41 North Nursery Road, SW9 8BP, London. So if you live nearby, go give it a visit. I take it from the label that they're a good bunch of folk.
Yeah. I'm just going to get a numbering thing so I can write down the numbers next to the
doodah.
Yeah, you know, I would be more...
You should have been more prepared.
I'd be more prepared. Full professionals would be.
I quite like their labelling method.
I think it's quite clever.
We can quite do that for next time we do our own brew.
Yeah. Right, where we're labelling it. It's definitely...
I'd say it's
high 50s.
Middle to high 50. I'd definitely say it's above average. If that was more commercially available, I'd go out and buy it.
Especially when essentially it cost 50 pence a bottle on that deal.
Yeah, on that deal.
Because, I think the deal is it was like £2 for four bottles or something.
Yeah. It's hard to price in terms of flavourly. What would the subscription normally be?
I don't know.
We'll look that up.
Yeah, we'll get back to you by the next bit. Would you say 57?
Yeah.
57. Which one's that? 57.
So the notes say it's extremely quaffable pale ale showcasing mosaic.
Oh, I like the word quaffable.
Tropical fruit notes.
Yeah, well, definitely tropical.
Which kind of fit. There's a floral malty aroma, which it says on the back. And the appearance is golden amber, rich and copper, dark and complex. You meant to tick what they are. So yeah, I'd say that it's
definitely
golden amber and it's got a floral, fruity flavour smell.
It's definitely very floral, tropically.
Yeah.
What we are doing is we're pairing these.
We are pairing it with food.
Food this week. It's with the, from the pork, it's pork scratchings from the garlic farm.
Garlic
and chilli. So, ooh, fuck me, I couldn't get it there. Nearly chinned myself.
Nearly chinned yourself.
They're different.
They're very garlicky.
They're very different.
Mm.
I think they're one of those things that's not particularly great, but you're probably going to be we'll be picking on them all night.
Yeah.
That sort of more.
They're not a kind of they're not a pork scratching you're going to pick up and eat and you can have a whole bag straight off.
I wouldn't buy them again. Like that same company did a beer but didn't have a price on it. I thought, anyway, what we'll do is we'll get back to you for the second beer, I think.
Boop-a-dee-boop-boop-boop.
Yeah. Ben saying hi. Beer number two.
So that was the previous beer. I've found the price actually before we move on. Flavourly is £20 for 10 bottles. So that works out at £2 for that bottle, which is an alright price, actually.
To your door? Well, you have to go to the post office and wait in the queue with all the decrepit people if you work.
That's not a bad price. £2 for that bottle. It was really nice. If it was in the supermarket, I'd pay it.
Right, we are on to Man of Steel from the Concert Aleworks.
Ben, get off the desk.
Concert's history is forged from steel and our ale. Embodies its past, and each one is brewed with passion and full-bodied flavour. So is a Man of Steel like Iron Man?
No, because Iron Man, Man of Steel. Steel's obviously a refined iron, so he must be better than Iron Man.
So he'd be like, oh, ho, ho, ho. And then a stainless steel, Man of Stainless Steel, even better.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably very similar guys. But no, Iron Man is made of iron. Man of Steel is made of steel. So this is 4.2%. It is a 500ml bottle. Do you know the price of this?
It's on my receipt. We got it from the Pip Stop. That is, I can give you the full address and everything because it's on the receipt. 58 Lanchester Road. Away from the pork scratchings, you little cat.
The cat is
fuck
attempting...
Off.
Oh, there's a grouse running across the road as well.
Really? I've got a cat.
Wait there, we're going to pause this.
Cool.
Okay, we're back.
Well, I've sent the cat out to get the grouse. So, where was it? It's Lanchester Road, Maiden Law, Durham, www.pipstop.co.uk, and concert...
That is P-I-P.
Man of Steel was £2.59.
I'm pretty sure it's cheaper up the road.
Yes. This is brewed at the back of our local pub. So we've drank this one. They don't tend to have on
we don't
on tap
drink this often.
Because they don't have it on tap. It's only occasionally on.
In the back door. What a shit bag.
Why? You bring me. Little mouse.
And you didn't even bother to bring the bloody grouse.
There's now a grouse to eat.
and you're just pissing around.
It might be because I've been washing his food bowl, so he's probably slightly hungry. I'll feed him after with his beer. So it smells of steak. No, it doesn't.
It's not got a really heavy aroma. But the flavour is really well bodied.
Yeah, there's a very malty flavour to it. There's not much hop there. So if you're wanting a massive,
this is a session ale.
Yes, it definitely embodies the sort of real ale.
Yeah,
thing.
It says it's a full flavoured, light, colourful hoppy ale. I wouldn't say it's a hoppy ale. Did that cat just sneeze?
Yes.
What?
The only noise he's ever made. He woke me out on it. Do you think it's got like a very toffiness to it?
Yeah, that was kind of the description I was trying to think of. A toffee.
A very toffee, very...
It's got that kind of...
What percentage?
It's 4.8.
Well, right, because I was thinking it was maybe less than that.
It's definitely got a slightly toffee smell.
Yeah. Like, compared to the one I like, they do white hop, that it's got a lot of hop. Almost as much hop as some of your IPAs that we drink.
Yeah.
I don't think that is as nice as white hop.
See, I'm partial to a bit of malt. I really like this in terms of... I could drink it and drink it and drink it.
I'd get bored. One pint of it nice, occasionally something different.
I'd get bored, but if I'm going to have a session,
I think all of these ones, whenever I've had them on bottle, that's only occasionally, they've always been a lot not as nice as on tap. So I think Considale works with, if you have it on tap if you can.
Yeah, it's just got... especially... the one that I like, it's always been nicer when it's been on tap.
Yeah.
This one, it's a long time since I've had it on tap.
Yeah, so we're not thinking. So, it's not as nice as that last beer, personally.
See, I'd say it's very close. It's...
Shall we say 56, then?
Yeah.
That's one
56
knock.
Or 55. Because to me, it's...
Where's my pen? I've just lost my pen.
Where is it? What are you doing tonight?
Lost my pen. I'll go get another pen. Just behind us.
Oh, my dear.
So, Considale works 56.
50. Yeah, 56.
56. One nodule below that. So,
if you're not into your malty beers, you're probably not going to enjoy.
See,
so
I like
much.
It more.
If you like
more bittery.
If you like hops.
So what we are pairing this with is Fox's Party Rings.
Because they were cheap.
And the party rings?
It's these are a phase that I've been going through at work. Every time we've been having a meeting at work with particular departments, there's been party rings available.
They should be slightly bigger than you could put your penis in.
Now, we were at one point having party rings, jammy dodgers and orange squash. Well, I wasn't having the orange squash because I can't drink it. But it was exactly like a 90s birthday party with...
Well, don't say where you work, because people might boo you, but yeah, it's a bit childish, isn't it?
Exactly. But that's all we had was
plastic cups. Our place was lots and lots of coffee.
We'd run out.
How do you run out of coffee? You go to the shop and go more coffee?
Because we couldn't be bothered to go to the shop to get more coffee.
So you just acted like children?
Yeah. It was brilliant.
Well...
They're far too easy to eat all of.
Yeah, especially when our evening meal is being prepared by...
Some Indian gentleman.
Yes, but not if the government have their way.
No, because we've got the recipe now.
Yes.
Alan Bastard.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It was not the 9 o'clock news you get.
No.
See?
Same difference.
No, it's not. Completely different sketch, so... Anyway, we will finish this and get back to you for beer 3... And I'll feed the cat. Beer number 3.
So the cat really does like them pork scratches, the garlic pork scratches.
I fed him and he's still...
went for them like a crazed animal. He had...
Licking his lips.
Yeah.
I still want him to, like, meow, cause, like, so people know that he exists.
Meow.
That was me.
So what we've got is Northern Alchemy, Grapefruit and Rosemary Sour, and it's a collaboration with Brewdog Bar Newcastle.
Woo!
It's 4.4%.
It's a 330ml bottle.
Yeah, it's...
It's in the traditional Northern Alchemy bottle. I was potentially expecting something a bit different with it being a collaboration with Brewdog Newcastle.
Well, I suppose the thing is, it's just a bar, isn't it? So they're going to...
Yeah.
Right.
It's a very good serving of 330ml because it was right to the top, whereas most of them are not to the top.
Serve us a little bit of this each, because I've smelled it and it smells god-awful.
Oh, dear. So I've kind of got high hopes because I'd like the Northern Alchemy stuff, and the Brewdog Newcastle staff are reasonably good in their beers. Could this be our food?
Yeah, this could be our food. We might have to pause this for 2 seconds.
We will pause it. We'll be back in a second. Okay, we're back. That was our takeaway.
So we're just going to quickly...
We're going to quickly...
give you a quick synopsis of this and then...
Holy shit, that's a sour.
It's like tasting a refresher.
That was unexpected. I mean, it does say it's a sour. But I wasn't expecting that kind of sour. And you can smell the rosemary.
It cleans your palate really nice. It's not an awful sour.
That
in
is
any
good.
Way. It's good.
I think we're going to...
The smell puts you off a lot more than...
But do you like rosemary on its own? There's a lot of people that don't like rosemary, and it could be that rosemary aroma.
No, I like rosemary. I just think the smell of it, if I smelled that, it would put us off, but then the flavour was nice. I like the flavour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, I think what we're going to do, stop this for now. We're going to have our food,
and we'll come back for our roundup.
Food pairing and a bit more drink to this one, I think. Very red, very... not very Indian. It was very sort of
Englishified.
Yes.
And mine was paired with, again, Englishified vindaloo.
You've got some of my curry, it looks like.
And do you want to have a poppadom?
Oh, I'll have some poppadom.
And poppadoms.
Poppadom, 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 poppadom.
So yeah, this is a sweet beer. A sour beer. It goes really well with the curry, actually.
Yeah, it cuts through that spiciness. Mm. Really cleansing the palate after a meal. I think it would also go very well with like a duck dish, something very rich, fatty lamb, something like that. It really cuts through it. And it's almost got a wineness to it in its
kind of light.
Yeah.
Yes. It's definitely a very...
I'll have some more of that then. I only poured a little bit. I have said, it smells fucking awful.
It doesn't smell great.
You know.
It could just be the mix of rosemary and grapefruit, because it does smell fruit and rosemary.
Yeah. You don't normally like grapefruit things. You know, every time I've had grapefruit beers in the past...
I mean, I can taste the grapefruit, but the grapefruit provides the sourness.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a hard way. Ooh, where do you put it?
Where did we get this from? It was from Cooper's.
Yeah.
It was £2.49. It is a 330ml bottle. And it's 4.4%.
I'm thinking mid-60s.
I'd say... 63.
63, yeah. I'll
possibly,
go with that.
Possibly. I don't want to say it's much higher.
I'll go for 63.
Just because the smell does put you off.
63, and I've lost my pen again.
Here, there's your pencil.
There's a pencil.
So it's a very nice pencil, that is.
I don't know where I got it from.
By the way, this is suitable for vegans. Which I think is interesting. It's vegan... friendly beer.
I suppose the thing is, it's quite cloudy, isn't it? So you might have that collapse of the want of...
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're vegan and you like a sour drink, it's well worth it. Yeah. It's not... If you're intolerant of wheat and stuff, it's still got wheat and stuff in.
Anyway, we'll finish quaffing this, as the first one said.
Yes.
First beer said, and then we'll do our come up at the end. Okay, to sum up, we've had three beers today, like we always have.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, we had
London Beer Lab, Brixton, Mosaic Pale Ale at 4.8%.
Bought from Flavourly. That's it, go on our Twitter. If you're going to decide to do that, gives us some money. Helps us with this podcast.
It does. Good. That works out at £2 a bottle. It was, you know, really good. It came out at 57.
The one that did come out at 56 was Men of Steel from the Concert Aleworks.
Just up the road from us.
Yeah. And we
again,
finally...
very, very malty kind of
beer. It was very different, I think.
And this is the beer of the show. It is Northern Alchemy Grapefruit and Rosemary Sour, a collaboration with Brewdog Bar Newcastle. 4.4% in a 330ml bottle and about
£2.50. Yeah.
It's a sour. I'm surprised we've rated a sour so high, especially compared to that first beer. That first beer was good, and the second beer was good. I just thought, you know, overall, our past experiences of sours have always been...
I think sours can be two ways. I think some people, they can be a bit overzealous with them, and they just want it to be sour, and it's probably like going in for anal sex unprepared.
Okay, so
I've never had anal sex, I'm just imagining.
You've never had anal sex or anal sex unprepared?
I've never had anal sex.
Okay.
There's a woman with a hat on walking. She's running now.
Oh, yeah, it's a woolly hat with a bobble. Because we've been having some weird weather recently.
Yes, this is the Maybank holiday weekend, just to put it into context.
Yes, and, early May.
I was watching snow out of my work window, beating across the lambs.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not good for gardeners, not good for farmers.
So, yeah, I think that Northern Alchemy, it's like lubed up anal sex.
Lubed up anal sex.
Well, I'm imagining.
Yeah. Possibly.
No, it was nice.
Yeah. So, this week we recommend you go and try Northern Alchemy Grapefruit and Rosemary Sour.
Yeah.
It's probably not very mass produced.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how available it is. Like I said, other shows, if you don't like us, tough, make your own show.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
Well, I just want to tell people, keep telling that, because we haven't had any complaints yet, but we're bound to at some point.
Eventually, I'm sure somebody will complain about one of us saying the word fuck or bugger or...
Yeah. We haven't said the bad word yet.
No, we haven't.
And we're not going to.
Jeremy Hunt.
Yeah, Jeremy Hunt and his hunting ways.
Yeah.
He's a right hunting.
Yeah.
Well, better than the BBC, we can actually see.
Yeah,
him.
We can talk about Jeremy Hunt and the doctors are right for striking and stuff like this.
Yeah.
But...
And we don't...
Well, it's a bit topical.
Yes, no, it now puts time frame on, even though I don't see when it went up.
Yeah, puts a time frame and a political agenda.
Yes, it's now agendered. Now that guy that doesn't know about shagging prostitutes... Dominatrix.
I don't know which one he is.
Whittendale, I think his name is. Like he'd be coming down on us going, lefty bullshit.
Loony left.
That lefty bullshit. They're just terrorist sympathisers.
Well, you know, some people are terrorist sympathisers. Depends what you class as a terrorist. Because Tony Blair could have been a terrorist. He could have been. Or potentially was. It depends on which side of...
Models you've got.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're murdering Iraqi children, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he murdered them personally.
But I bet he got the horn.
I don't know if you'll have to ask him. He doesn't... I'm pretty sure his constituency's not too
far
away.
Well, he's not around here now. What he's doing is he's going around to evil dictators and giving advice.
Is he?
Yes.
Become an evil dictator. There you go.
That is
the way to go forwards. If you want to get famous, become an evil dictator, do what you like, kill people, and suddenly you'll get money off our government.
How do you do that? What?
Well, we paid Saddam Hussein and all the others previously. Just pretend to be a nice evil dictator.
A nice evil dictator.
Exactly. Don't kill the Westerners yet.
It's just gone in a really bizarre way for a show that...
About beer.
About beer. In a very... Yeah. If you like, rewind and ignore this, we should basically say at the sum up, round up, whatever you want to call it, that most people should maybe
just press stop.
Extra. It's like pressing the red button, isn't it? Anyway, we're up to...
You just get stupid teletext, which isn't real teletext, and it's really awkward to use, slow, and you can't get off the fucker.
You can't get the jokes!
Yeah. And you press exit, and it doesn't exit. And then it closes, and then it comes back up, and you're just like, technology hasn't moved forwards for the benefit of humanity here. Get rid of teletext.
Well, it's the red button. Bring back teletext.
Yeah, bring back proper teletext.
Yeah.
Right, we'll see you next week, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, you'll hear us next week. We can't actually see you.
Yeah,
because that would be creepy.
We're about to speak again in about 5 minutes' time.
For us.
Because we're in the future and time hop.
No, we're in the past.
And time hop.
You just want to say time hop?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's geeks out there, they'll be like, he said time hop!
Oh my god!
Oh, it's like Back to the Future and shit.
But less 80s.
Less really. 80s.
Yeah. Their idea of a future now was very, very interesting.
Yeah, there wouldn't be a couple of morons drinking random beers.
No.
Talking about murdering Iraqi children.
Yeah.
Well, I think on that note, we should say tatty bye.
Tatty bye.
You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.